One of the signs that indicate we're in the last days is a rising hatred of the Jews. Jesus said, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." In Zechariah 12:3, we read, "And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it." We should therefore expect anti-Semitism to be dramatically on the rise. I collected some of the statistical conclusions. On the rise is an understatement. So let's just read a few of these. A May 2025 report highlighted that anti-Semitic incidents skyrocketed by 340% to 450% worldwide in 2024, including major increases in countries such as the UK, France, Australia, and Canada. The Jewish Agency and the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, noted that anti-Semitism has become widely normalized, especially through anti-Israel rhetoric and Holocaust denial, leading to public acceptance in many places. Germany in 2023 saw 4,782 documented anti-Semitic incidents, an 80% increase from 2022, with more than half occurring after October 7th, 2023. In France, incidents nearly quadrupled in 2023 versus 2022, with about 60% involving physical violence and over 12% occurring in schools. The trend continued into 2024 and 25. In Australia, between late 2023 and mid-2025, there were multiple synagogue attacks, attempted arson, vandalism, and graffiti. Over 1,700 incidents were recorded in 2024 alone. ADL data for the U.S. shows us a 360 to 477% increase in anti-Semitic incidents post-October 23, with college campuses heavily affected and many Jews reporting a decline in personal safety. The fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington, D.C. in May further underscores the severity. Canada recorded over 6,200 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, more than double the previous year. The ADL reports that anti-Semitism in the U.S. is currently at its highest point since they began tracking anti-Semitic incidents in 1979. And then you probably heard this week about Elmo. Anybody know what happened to Elmo this week? Elmo from Sesame Street, his account got hacked, and he began to spew out anti-Israel information. And so Elmo, he went to Elmo and said, "I've seen, Mommy, Mommy, look what Elmo said. I hate Jews, kill all Jews." And it took him a while to get it back. But anyway, so Elmo, we don't hold Elmo responsible for that. That was something terrible. But there's so much anti-Semitism that they can even make fun of how much anti-Semitism there is. And it's not good. Becoming a nation again in 1948, being regathered to the Holy Land from dispersion all over the world, are the fulfillment of many prophecies in the Bible. Not vague predictions or hopes, but very exacting prophecies. We've been seeing that in the book of Ezekiel. The Lord is going to put Israel through a seven-year time of great tribulation. It is also called, well, it has a lot of names in the Bible, but it is also called the time of Jacob's trouble. And so whatever else it is a time of Jacob's trouble, Jacob standing for the nation of Israel. The Great Tribulation is a time God has planned to work with the hearts of Jews, and it is for them. At the end of the 7 years, as Jesus is returning in his second coming to establish the promised kingdom on the earth, the Jews will cry out to him, and the Bible says that all Israel will be saved. Now, we believe that the resurrection and rapture of the church is an imminent event. Imminent, it means it could happen anytime. Therefore, there is nothing that needs to happen prior to it. So we're not really looking for anything. We're not looking for, a peace treaty to be signed or an invasion from the north. We're not looking for those things. We are only looking for Jesus Christ. Nothing has to happen before he comes back. The Great Tribulation is coming. It is designed to save Israel at the second coming of Jesus. If it happens, or before it happens, the rapture of the church happens, and you miss that, then you're going to be on the earth during that time. So again, the Great Tribulation, not for us, not for us Christians, not a time for the church to be purified. It is for Israel. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 indicates we will be kept out of that entire time of trouble, not protected through it, but kept out of it. And so it begs the question, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.